Hey, thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, get up to 20% off store-wide, plus there's an option to pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. There's fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide at Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Here we are, first day of school for a lot of people across K-Fine Country. Good morning!
You can do it!
You haven't been awake in months, and now you're finally awake!
What's going on?
Welcome back!
We were wondering where you were. That's kind of what I'm thinking this morning. There's going to be so many people waking up that are like, oh, they do mornings. I forgot about that crew.
Right, right.
Oh, dude, but you know when that first alarm goes off, it's so much, oh, snooze alarm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the first day?
Yes.
Because like we've always done these big elaborate plans for the first day of school, and we forget about the fact that not only are the kids struggling, but the parents are struggling on the first day of school as well.
Yes. It's a whole new routine, man. I mean, you think about from the end of May until now, it's been kind of new for them. Mm. Now it's just boom, back at it.
Boom, here we go. So most schools go back today. I know Valley View doesn't go back until Wednesday, but I think most schools go back to school across K-Fine Country. David looks like he's about to go back to fifth grade with his no facial hair deal.
I just looked at that and I was like, oh, we haven't even looked at each other since he's walked in.
I know.
I don't even know what y'all do.
We've just been staring at our computers, just putting in work, man.
That's so weird. Anyway, we're excited to be back with you guys as we kick off the morning. We're going to do some fun stuff as we head back to school. I don't know which one of you feels smarter this morning. I don't know which one of you feels like you probably had better grades in school, but I want to test both of you today.
Wait, ooh. Against each other?
I think so.
Oh, this is easy. Oh,
who do you think smarter?
Me.
Are you being serious? Just look at me. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Y'all have to see David today. It looks like he's going into fifth grade. Welcome back to school, everybody.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Monday, August 13th of 2018. Today is the first day of school for so many districts across K-Fine Country. Be careful as you're on your way to work in school this morning. Lots of extra activity on the roadways. And if you're caught speeding in a school zone or looking at your phone, you could get a ticket.
An airline worker at a Seattle airport stole an empty airplane and took it for a joyride over the weekend before ultimately crashing the plane. Richard Russell was not a trained pilot, and authorities are not sure how Russell was able to get the plane started. The flight data recorder was recovered yesterday.
And Tiger Woods was the talk of the sports world over the weekend, finishing second in the PGA Championship in St. Louis. Brooks Koepka won the tournament, making it his second major championship of the year.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hello, Monday morning. Here we go.
Good morning.
Y'all ready to pack those lunch bags and get your lunch box and get ready to go back to school?
Let's do
it. New backpacks, new shoes, new clothes.
Man, excited. All that new stuff.
Yeah. Seeing your buddies.
How were the stores over the weekend? Anybody go anywhere?
Negative.
No? I completely avoided that action.
But I drove through town and it was packed out just on the streets. You know what I'm saying? Just traffic.
People were going crazy to get all that final stuff as they head back to school today.
Everybody's last minute, man.
So we were supposed to do like a back to school deal because so many people do their first day of school pictures, right? And so our idea was, okay, let's all dress up like it's the first day of school. And like Kelly had her idea of what she was going to wear. David had his idea. I had my idea. I was all excited about my idea of finding my Hulkamania shirt because it was kind of like a kid type thing. Well, number one, I couldn't find the shirt, but I did find a bunch of my other really old clothes that would probably, I thought, work.
Perfect.
Except they won't go over my arms anymore. Have you ever tried to put on clothes where like you're trying to squeeze into them and you have to get your elbows really far in?
Yeah, recently. Yes.
And then when you're trying to put it on, you hear like the like you're ripping the shirt open.
Because like shirts that look like they would fit me, I'm like, oh, that'll still fit. Oh, look, it's a vintage K-Fine shirt.
And it just happens to be a little fit more fitted.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's because you're more muscular, Brandon.
That's what it is. That's what I'm telling myself this morning. I found some pants up in the attic, some of the pants I wore when I was doing wrestling. I found the leopard ones. I found the velvet ones. I found the...
I will not let you wear those for a picture.
I found the leather ones. I found
that crosses the line.
What's the faux leather?
Oh, dude. You hit
it's just
leather
faux
pants.
Leather.
So they were faux leather. They were like, or maybe latex. Whatever they were. Like, they're supposed to be really tight-fitted, and I held them up, and, like, they barely would fit Kai's waist.
You and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. So we are going to work on a back to school picture. Did you shave for the back to school picture?
Maybe.
He looks younger than my 15-year-old.
It's ridiculous. He's got to go.
Oh, you can't say that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
All right, so Kylie Jenner celebrated her 21st birthday over the weekend, and she didn't celebrate with just one party. No, she had two or three of them.
Of course.
And of course, the family's there. She's all dolled up. There's photos all over the internet and stuff like that of the big birthday parties. But there's one birthday party that took place that was actually closed down by the police.
Are you serious?
They say the party got a little bit rowdy, and about 2 a.m., the cops were knocking on the door saying, hey, this party probably needs to end.
Man.
Some of those noise complaints at Kylie's birthday party.
Got you gossip on Justin Timberlake. So he's a singer, he's a songwriter, he's a dancer, he's an artist, he's a producer, and now JT is a published author. So he revealed the cover for his new book, Hindsight and All the Things I Can't See in Front of Me. And here's what he recently posted on Twitter. Guys, I've got some news. I've been working on this for a while now, and I'm happy to finally give you a first look at my first book, hashtag Hindsight. So apparently it's going to contain reflections, observations about his life work, reflect on who he is, talks about fatherhood, family, close relationships. Do you think that maybe it'll go into detail about Britney. Or Cameron Diaz? So apparently the book is going to be released October 30th, and you can pre-order it now on his website on justintimberlake.com.
How about some JT? All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. This is good energy for the first day of school. David, what you got?
We got you gossip on Kanye West. He dropped a new song for us on Friday night. It's called XTCY, a.k.a. Ecstasy.
David can't quit talking about it.
I listened to this at least four or five times, and I cannot figure out what the heck is going on with this song. But there is one line that everybody is talking about, and I wanted to play it because I feel like you need to listen. I can't just say these lyrics. You need to listen to Kanye saying it himself.
All right. You have it? This is it right here?
This is the line right here that everybody's talking about.
You got sick thoughts, I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law, you a smash, I got four of them.
Holy God!
How awkward is that line?
What is happening?
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. And is it still true you relate to that song, David?
Oh, I do not at all. Don't even set me up like that. Oh, man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is the first day of school for most people across K-Fine country, and we want to talk to you if you're going back to school this morning. So, I know it can be nerve-wracking a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Also exciting a little bit. 870-935-K-Fine is your direct line to the K-Fine studios. Let's go to the phones. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
My name is Rihanna Keach.
Where are you going to school today?
Pocahontas.
What grade are you going into?
Yeah, school.
What grade are you going into?
Eight.
Awesome.
Are you excited about going back?
A little bit.
What are you most excited about doing when you get to school?
Seeing my friends.
And are you taking your lunch or are you eating lunch in the cafeteria?
Taking it.
Ooh, do you have any idea what's in your lunch?
A sandwich and some chips.
What kind of chips?
Sea salt and vinegar.
Ooh, yum. Those are good. I'll be joining you for lunch.
Hey, we hope you have a great day at school, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And shout out to Pocahontas going back today. Good morning, everybody.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The first day of school is here. The sun is shining. It looks like a beautiful day. We're ready for it. We want to talk to students as they're getting ready. So if it's you and you're in the car, you're about to be in the car, we can shout out your school. We can shout out your friends. And Kelly and David have vowed that everybody who gets on the air with us this morning gets a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard.
Boom. Why would you not call?
Exactly.
All of that coming out of David's paycheck.
You know,
David,
what?
David, you're like so probably, sweet.
It's probably like 3 months worth, but we're going to go ahead and do this.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, you guys know how huge these makeup tutorials are on YouTube and Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Rachel will spend hours watching this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it, but people love this kind of stuff. Anyway, so there was a 19-year-old woman who got arrested in Texas back in February for marijuana possession, right? Well, her makeup and her mugshot was spot on. Have you seen this?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Let me see it.
Look at that picture.
Nice.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
That's a mugshot?
Yeah, that's a mugshot. That's Hang a legit on. Mugshot.
Good for her.
She looks great in her mugshot. Right, yeah. You always have to be prepared just in case you go to jail.
Is that it?
That's the plan.
That's what David's dad taught him.
Oh, wow. Jeez. But this story is very similar to that one guy who got arrested, the hot villain,
the model
whatever.
Guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jeremy Meeks is his name.
Exactly.
You know his name?
It was a headline. Idiot, go away.
It's a little bit weird.
Go away.
Anyway, so right before she had gotten arrested, obviously she did her makeup, but she was doing like a demo for some Facebook Live friends. And after this all got out, her friends started tweeting out her picture and was like, hey, we need a tutorial. Let's free her so she can start doing these makeup tutorials, right?
No, they did not.
It legit has gone viral now, and she's now launched an Instagram account and a YouTube channel to capitalize on her makeup tutorials. She's worldwide!
Dude, she's taken a negative and turned it into a positive.
That's exactly what it is. I love the way you look at that. But I also read this deal about ghosts. Do you know what kind of makeup a ghost wears?
I'm not really sure.
Mascara.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Who is smarter? Is it Kelly Perry or David the Barrel Boy?
There's not even a contest for that.
It's me, right?
It's me.
Good call, Kelly.
Coming up here in just about 3 minutes, we're going to put this to the test. Is Kelly smarter or is David smarter? I have elementary school questions for the two of you coming up after Carly Pierce on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now you can go in and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Welcome back to school, everybody. It's Brandon.
Kelly.
And David the Barrel Boy.
A lot of people are awake for the first time in many months right now. There's parents who are going crazy trying to get their kids to school, to the bus stop, get them dressed, get them fed. There's all this different pressure that hasn't been there in the last couple of months.
So everyone take a deep breath.
You're going to make it. I promise. I made it through how many back to schools? 13 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So...
If right we there. Can do it, you can.
There's no doubt you can do it. Okay, so one of the debates in the studio this morning is who is actually smarter?
There is no debate, Brandon. It's me.
So if I were to look at the two of you and I were to judge this fairly and I would say, okay, who's smarter, Kelly Perry or David the Barrel Boy? I would probably assume it was David.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's only
Thank
because
you.
Of the way he's dressed right now.
No. I mean, maybe. So David, we're doing a back to school picture and David came wearing what he would wear when he was in school. You got to see this picture. It's going to be up on our social in a little bit. Brandon on KFIN is mine.
Kelly on KFIN.
And I'm David on KFIN.
All right, so here we go. The questions. Who is going to go first in this battle?
You know what? I'll go first.
All right, Kelly's first. These are elementary school type questions.
Perfect.
So you should know the answer to these, okay?
All right.
Can I tell you the truth, though?
Yes.
I don't know if I knew any of the answers.
Great.
Okay. All right.
That's just how it went for me.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. Let me get some thinking music going real quick. All right, Kelly Perry, Plymouth Rock, the site where the Pilgrims landed in 1620, is located in what U.S. state?
Virginia.
Actually, that's correct.
Come on.
Lucky guess.
My finger was there in the wrong spot. Okay, David, what U.S. state borders Kansas to the east?
To the east, it would be Missouri.
Boom. All right, you both have one. Write it down, one for one.
Okay.
Kelly, in the time 12 p.m., p.m. stands for?
Oh, no. Nighttime. What is it?
Post meridian.
Yeah, I don't remember that. Daytime, nighttime.
David, how many months of the year have 31 days?
January, March.
He's
April,
doing the
May,
knuckle
June,
thing.
July, August, September, October, November, December. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Is that correct, ladies and gentlemen?
Dang it, what is it?
Seven.
How did I count
so
wrong?
Close.
Still tied at one apiece. All right, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
In what month is the U.S. federal holiday Labor Day?
September.
David. How many justices serve on the U.S. Supreme Court?
He hates you.
I have no earthly idea.
Make a guess.
I'm going to say there's five.
Nine.
Ooh.
So we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Hey! Congratulations goes out to Kelly Perry.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. I'd like to thank all of my teachers as I was growing up.
I'm still smarter.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the barrel boy, the first day of school. I think back to my first day of school for so many years, and I remember them having to say, okay, stand up, tell us your name, and tell us what you did over the summer. And there'd be people like Kelly.
My name is Kelly Perry, and we went to Disney, and we went skiing, and we went surfing, and they do all this stuff. And I'd be like, my name is Brandon. I watched a lot of wrestling. I played with my toys.
Like, I never had great stories. I was always stressed out when I had to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I always felt like I was going to throw up. It's coming to me. It's coming to me. It's like two people away. I'm like, what am I saying?
Dude, so the other day we were in a meeting about the St. Jude color run we're going to do on the first home game. And David, I could tell, he started to get antsy because they did the, let's go around the room and tell everybody what you do. And there's like 15 people in there. And by the time, like the person before David, I could tell because he was wringing his hands.
Yeah.
I was getting fidgety and then someone else had to go on a long spiel right before me. So it made it even worse.
Who was it?
Yeah, might have been the GM.
I forget that. Yeah. That's fine. He can do that. He's the general manager.
He can do what he wants.
Hey, it is the first day of school for so many. Have a great day. It's going to be awesome. You get to see all your friends again. You get to hang out. Don't be like me and be nervous about it because guess what? There's going to be a day where you look back and you wish you were still going to school.
That's true.
That's it.
No doubt about that. All right. Here comes a question for you. Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to
for
you.
It. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, August the 13th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Carrie Parnell of Jonesboro. Crystal Baldwin celebrates today. Ashley Ray Busby from Wynn is turning 28. Marianne James from Coldwater, Mississippi, celebrating a birthday. Able to listen to the podcast and the app. If you haven't checked out the podcast, just search Brandon Baxter in the morning. Kaylee Runyon, a Paragould, 14 years old today. Melissa George is 43. Happy birthday from your husband, Tommy. Says starts back to school at Jonesboro for her birthday, and she gets to go back to work. So, congratulations, Melissa, and happy birthday. Chadwick Lucas of Tyrone's at 15 years old today. And Cynthia Russell, 49, from Cave City. Happy birthday from Jennifer. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say...
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Lennon Stella is 19 years old today. She is Maddie on the show Nashville. Future NBA champion DeMarcus Cousins is 28 years old today. And I say future because now he plays for the Golden State Warriors. And they're going to win it all again.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Before the season even starts, I'm going to call it right now.
What about the Lakers?
I'm going to say the Lakers.
No, the Lakers don't have a shot. The Golden State Warriors, they're going to win it all.
All right.
Danny Bonaducci is 59 years old today.
Bonaducci.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Danny Bonaducci, right?
I don't think that's correct either.
Bonaducci. Ducci.
Danny Bonaducci.
Danny Bonaducci.
Thank you. That's hard to say.
Oh, very, yeah, so difficult. I struggle all day with that. But thanks for that anyway, David.
Yeah.
I'll give you an A for effort. A for effort for David.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And last but not least, we have Andy Griggs, country superstar, turning 45 today.
Here's some Andy Griggs.
So it took me by complete surprise when my heart got lost in those deep green eyes. She's not at all what I was looking for.
Hey, I gotta take a phone call.
What?
Hello?
In the middle of the show?
Hello? Yeah. Great. Perfect. That works right. Okay. What? Thank you. Bye.
What is happening?
Just got a phone call. It looks like we're going to get a special guest coming up soon.
Oh, the first day of school? That's awesome. Who
yeah,
is it?
It's a perfect guest. Have some music for you. Go ahead and hit this.
It's Big Perm back to school, baby. Here we go.
Not today.
Come on, baby.
Not today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So as we go back to school today, we want to see your first day of school pictures because everybody takes them.
And I love them. They're so fun to look at.
So if you take one this morning, use the hashtag KFineBackToSchool. It's KFIN back to T-O school. Why does that sound so difficult? Hashtag KFineBackToSchool. Everybody who posts something today and uses that hashtag is eligible for a $50 Visa gift card from K-Fine.
Hey, more school supplies.
Hey, yeah, absolutely.
Again, use the hashtag.
I don't know what just happened there. One of those mornings.
Use the hashtag K-Fine back to school for your chance to win.
Yeah.
And happy first day of school, everybody. You're going to have an awesome year. You're going to have an awesome day. You look awesome. Go own the day today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Rumor has it that later on this morning, sometime before 8 o'clock, we're going to have a special guest in studio.
Yo, 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 it's Big Perm in the house!
Do we not have locks on the doors?
So for those of you who don't know, let's just go ahead and give a full disclosure in case maybe this is the first time somebody's gone back to school, right? Big Perm is a rapper from Wiener, Arkansas.
You.
Who heavily resembles David the Barrel Boy.
Yo, Big Perm, straight out of Wiener, Arkansas, yo, straight out of Poco, baby, Poinsett County, representing in here this morning, it's Big Perm. I'll be rapping about some back-to-school stuff in a bit. Yo, what happened?
Listen anyway.
Dang.
Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany are expecting their second child together. Now, they already knew the gender of the baby that she's pregnant with, but they wanted to surprise his two older girls from a previous marriage. Right. So Jason and Brittany basically did a baseball-themed gender reveal. So they threw the girls the baseball, and the girls got to swing the bat, and then boom, pink powder everywhere. So congrats to the Aldeans on expecting a baby girl. You can check out the full video on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
All right, so I showed my wife a photo last night from the Grand Ole Opry. I'm like, check it out. Carrie Underwood was at the Opry over the weekend, and she is showing off her baby bump.
Aww.
Unless he's like, oh gosh, look at that. I'm like, yeah, she's 12 months pregnant.
Right, exactly.
It's like a little tiny baby bump, mm-hmm. But it's a really cute picture, and Carrie got to perform over the weekend. If you want to check it out and you want to see Carrie's baby bump, go to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And y'all, Luke Bryan might have had the biggest song of the summer. Sunrise, sunburn, sunset. Song of the summer of 2018, if you ask me.
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Does feel like summer.
It does. And as summer is wrapping up, I know a lot of people going back to school today, so summer is basically officially over. It's over for Luke Bryan for the most part, too, but he had a little bit of fun before summer wrapped up. He was celebrating his son's 8th birthday, Tate, and here they are in some field somewhere in this do-it-yourself slip and slide in the most redneck version ever as they are being pulled by a four-wheeler.
It's awesome.
That is great, though.
So it's Luke and his wife, Caroline, on this shark thing being pulled by a four-wheeler down a slip and slide down some hill and some stuff they dug up or whatever, and then they just completely bust it.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, and it looks like it kind of hurt too. Now luckily they came up laughing, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody broke a bone on something like this. I mean, it's pretty wild what they were able to do here.
Gotta be careful.
Absolutely. But if you want to check out that video, it's pretty funny. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We want to see your back-to-school pics. It's the first day of school for a lot of people. If you use the hashtag KFineBackToSchool, everybody who posts is eligible on any of the social media platforms to win a $50 Visa gift card from KFine.
Boom, right there.
So use the hashtag KFineBackToSchool. You're taking the pictures anyway. Use the hashtag. You'll have a chance to make some money off that hashtag. All right, so against my better judgment, we're going to open the door and bring in our rap buddy.
Let me let him in.
Big Perm.
Yo, Big Perm in the house. Straight out of Wien, Arkansas, yo. Y'all ready for this? Let's get it.
Sure.
Here all comes Big Perm.
It's the first day of school. You be looking fresh and cool. You got your pencil. It is essential. Writing on the paper. Get the eraser. Wearing them new kicks. Showing it to all them chicks.
What?
Kids be like, where you get them clothes? Ha! And you just go, I'm just one of them pros. Got you a fresh new backpack. Everybody stuff just be looking so whack. Using that highlighter like you some speech writer. Teacher done gave you a new book, but I know you ain't reading it, cause you a class crook. I know you need some help on that GPA. You be asking people like, who do I need to pay? Who ready for English? More like, who ready for this class to finish? Heading to the playground, where you getting crowned the kid champion of kickball. And everybody be yelling your name up and down the hall. And I'll be leaving you with this, and that'll be it. Have a good year and don't ever quit. Get good grades, put on your shades, then prove to the whole class you're gonna mow them down like they just grass. Holla! It's a Big Perm in the house, straight out of Wiener, Arkansas, yo. Poco County, what's happening?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we've done a back to school photo. It's a Brandon Baxter in the morning back to school photo where I think it's very much, it's who we are. So me, I have my backpack and my Bayside High School shirt, which was the school from Saved by the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, it felt like back to school to me.
Yeah.
Kelly, on the other hand, has pigtails today.
Now, I will say that's not normal for me as pigtails, but I thought on the first day of school, why not?
And Guns N' Roses is vintage now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was cool when you were actually in school. Now it's vintage.
I got the flannel cool shirt, the holy jeans, you know, Converse.
And David is wearing an outfit from his senior year.
Revenge of the Nerds.
He's Lewis Skolnick or whatever his name was.
Oh, man. I love my outfit. I think it's perfect.
If you haven't seen it yet, you can go check it out on any of our social medias. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
And I'm David on KFIN.
Also, if you're taking those back to school pictures, here's a heads up. Back to school is a big time. We know everybody's taking pictures. If you use the hashtag KFINBackToSchool on any of your social media platforms, we're going to randomly go through and give away a $50 Visa gift card. You're posting the pictures anyway. Use the hashtag KFINBackToSchool and somebody has the chance to win. How cool is that?
Sounds good to me.
Very simple.
And I'm thinking if I mention Saved by the Bell and I mention the whole deal, we might as well do this,
you
right?
You have to.
Don't you guys think it's just part of what we do?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the first day of our show, which was 3 years ago on the first day of school, I believe this is probably the first thing we played. Right?
I think it was.
When I wake up in the morning and the alarm gets out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time.
Oh, no!
By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, cause I'm saved by the bell.
When the teacher pops a test.
If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess.
And the dog ate all my homework last night.
Riding low on my chair, she won't know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be all right. It's all right, cause I'm saved by the bell.
And David has no idea what's so great about that show.
Never watched it once.
Not only did you wear a Bayside Tiger shirt in your picture, you also have on a Kelly Kapowski shirt now. You brought two.
It's back to school.
It's all right, cause I'm saved by the
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So back to school is here. Parents, there are some parents who have anticipated this day for months,
mm-hmm.
and they're celebrating in the car right now.
Yeah.
They're probably going to have a smoothie in a minute.
Right.
Maybe to get their nails done or something right. like that. And there's other parents who are dropping off their kids for the first time ever at a school, and they're upset.
Been there.
I can still remember me going to pre-K and my mom crying, which made me cry.
Aww.
And they had a little room where the moms and the parents could go and watch, like I guess while we were playing and, mm-hmm. and kind of how we kicked off the morning. And I remember taking Kai to his first day of Mother's Day out. And even as a dad, that's kind of sad because that kid's with you all the time. And then, boom, you drop them off with somebody else.
Did you cry?
Oh, yeah, I cried.
Aww.
But I'm a crier, though.
Yeah, you are.
You know, so here we go. A lot of kids are already back in the school. We did see, I saw a tweet a few minutes ago because we've posted this on social media, and a lot of people are going back to school. But I saw a tweet from Damien who says, K-Fine back to school. She doesn't start until next week, so she's eating a candy bar and watching Toons.
Oh, classic is that? Cute.
Everybody who takes a back-to-school picture and uses the hashtag KFindBackToSchool, we actually are giving away a $50 Visa gift card. So there you go. Yeah. All you have to do is use a hashtag.
That's it.
What is wrong?
I don't know what's wrong today.
David's having issues.
It's really hot.
If you haven't seen David's outfit, his outfit is causing him problems today.
Yeah, he says he thinks he's developing a rash.
Well, this shirt, I got it so fresh and so clean that I didn't wash it, and so it's kind of itchy.
It's still, it's one of those shirts that you can buy folded up, and it still has the creases like it had been folded.
Does it look uncomfortable to you?
It does. It looks like he's wearing paper.
It's like, wait.
It's a very cheap material, and you can see through it, and you can see too much.
Yeah, you can see through it.
I didn't realize that until I bought
it. No, you can't.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
You have to be, see, look at.
Oh, my gosh. I can see. I saw Kim Kardashian wearing something similar to this last week.
I don't look like Kim Kardashian, okay?
No, not quite.
No, you don't.
How is it so offensive when Kim Kardashian wears something see-through, yet when David does it, it's not offensive at all?
It's perfect, right? It works out great.
If you haven't seen David, you got to go check him out, too. All over our social media, mine's Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
David on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, I do want to let you know your neckline is beginning to look like you have a rash.
Is it getting red?
Well, you have it buttoned all the way to the top.
I thought he's almost
turning purple.
And actually, that shirt is a little loose on your neck, I think.
It is maybe a size or two too big.
If you haven't seen David's back-to-school picture, it's pretty funny. But the deal is, we want to see your back-to-school photos that you've already taken this morning. We know you're taking them, because I've seen some already. If you go and use our hashtag, you have the chance to win a $50 Visa gift card.
And the hashtag, KFineBackToSchool, K-F-I-N, back, T-O, to school.
All right, there you go. Here's Brett Young and Mercy on Northeast Arkansas radio station. We are K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was just looking back at our back-to-school picture, and it's kind of funny because it's so typically normal for me and Kelly.
It is.
And David.
Thank you. I'm glad you like my outfit.
No, like I was struggling trying to figure out what I was going to wear for our back-to-school picture.
I almost went 80s. I almost did like a kind of an older jean jacket and some stuff that. But I was just like,
not going to happen.
I'll just go with the pigtails.
So I was trying to find my Hulkamania shirt and I couldn't find it. And of course, I went up to the attic. If you've gone to your attic in the middle of the summer, it was about 150 up there.
At
did you lose weight?
With no airflow.
That's what I need to do. I'm going to hang out in my attic for the rest of the day.
Your sauna is your attic.
But I couldn't find it, so I went ahead and went with Saved by the Bell. David went, Revenge of the Nerds.
He did.
It was perfect.
It is perfect. So anyway, you can go check out our pictures all over social media. Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
David on KFIN. And speaking of social media, Brandon, I noticed some kind of trend that was going on all weekend. I guess it was because it was the first or the final weekend before school starts. Mm-hmm. But man, there were so many girls posting all over Instagram. It was an overload.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, typically when you go through your feed, that's
it's
a lot
mostly
of it.
Girls.
Yeah, it's a lot of girls.
But it seemed like it was 90-10. 90% girls, 10% guys, right?
Like, yeah.
But the deal I have, imagine guys posing for pictures like girls do.
What do you mean?
Just think about this.
Like
for
the pouty
a
lips, like I do sometimes?
The pouty lips, or.
I don't know if Brandon's going to be a good example.
Okay, take me out of the equation and think about most normal guys.
Okay.
But I don't know why this thought hit my head, but I saw these two girls and their heads were touching, right?
Yeah.
For like them taking a selfie.
Oh, I see that all the time. They're like when girls go out, like, hey, here
we
are.
It's so typical that we aren't used to it, but just imagine that two guys are doing the exact same thing. You'd be like, okay. Or, you know how girls like,
They kind of hug each other.
They hug each other real tight, or they'll do like the back to back and their butts touch.
Yeah.
How awkward would that be for two guys to do something like that?
It'd probably be fine. I mean, it's fine, but it probably would get more people to stop and look.
You know, and that's part of it. So here's kind of what I was thinking along these lines. I thought, you know, this is kind of weird for me to be thinking like this, but then I thought, you know what? Just imagine how many likes we would get, how many comments, how many follow requests. I mean, I've always wanted to be liked, Brandon.
Wait a minute. You think that the way to get more likes is by posing close to another man?
Well, I mean, if it gets me 1,000 likes and 100 more follows, I mean, maybe it's worth it,
Brandon,
at the end of the day.
Brandon, stand up. Let's take some pictures of you and David.
Uh-uh.
Well,
it ain't happening.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
I'm not... Me?
You're the only guy in this building, and you already kind of make those poses anyway.
I'm not going to do that.
So I think...
I have a son who would be mortified.
Me and you can take those photos... And we can get 1,000 likes on Instagram. You can thank me later.
Who gets 1,000 likes?
He does have a point.
All kinds of girls get 1,000 likes, dude.
Not local girls, do they?
Yes,
I mean,
I mean, I'm lucky to get 100.
I have seen high school girls get 1,000 likes on photos like that. 100%. Not even kidding. It is a true story. So I think, Brandon, me and you should go out and pose like that. And see how many likes we can get.
I agree. So I have some nice visuals in my head. Come on, guys.
I don't think I'm up for that. And also, I don't know what David follows on Instagram.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If today is your first day back to school, or you've taken the photos of your kids, we want to see them. You can go to social media, use the hashtag KFineBackToSchool, and you'll have the chance to win a $50 Visa gift card.
Yeah, post them right to Facebook, too. You can post them under our comments, on our page, whatever you want to do. Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
It's $50 for posting a picture and using the hashtag. The pictures you've already taken today.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Again, the hashtag is KFineBackToSchool.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Got your gossip on Kylie Jenner. So David the Barrel Boy was showing me photos from her birthday gatherings over the weekend.
How great was that?
She had multiple parties. Of course, she got all dolled up and the sisters got all dolled up and all that kind of stuff. So when you go through and you see these, you're like, wow, that's a pretty cool party. They did all the big party favors and all that stuff. But one of the parties was so loud and went so long, the police had to be called to shut it down.
Man.
At about 2 a.m., excuse me, police, open the door. And they had to abruptly end the party. 2 a.m. was a little late for the neighbors, apparently.
Got your gossip on Justin Timberlake. So he's a singer, he's a songwriter, he dances, he acts. But now, he is an author. Wow. So he revealed the cover for his new book, Hindsight and All the Things I Can't See in Front of Me. And this is what he recently posted on Twitter. Guys, I have some news. I've been working on this for a while, and I'm happy to finally give you a first look at my new book, Hindsight. So it contains reflections, observations basically of his life, reflects on who he is, what makes him tick. He talks about family, fatherhood, all that kind of stuff. And there's a chance there might be some tell-all stuff with relationships.
No, he won't do that.
You never know.
You know why he won't do that? Because he's married.
Oh, that could be it.
You don't do that when you're married.
Well, the book is going to be released October 30th. You can pre-order it now from his website, justintimberlake.com. And you can check out the full post on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Well, speaking of things you don't do when you're married, Kanye West has come out with a new song. It's called Ecstasy, spelled X-T-C-Y. Dropped on Friday night, and there's one line that has everybody saying, what? And I can't even say these lyrics. I need Kanye to say it himself. So here are the lines in question right now.
You got sick thoughts, I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law, you a smash, I got four of them.
Wow.
So bad.
Awkward.
Who says that?
Did Kim approve of this? I mean, there's no way, right?
Crazy.
Man. Yeah, that's Kanye for you.
Of course. Okay, I'm pulling back the curtain for a second. David is extremely aggravated today. at himself. It's not getting any better.
You know, there are days when you just can't talk. In this profession, that means you're having a bad day.
Yeah.
So it's one of those kind
of
days.
Well, most of the time it's me, so we'll go for David.
Man. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Guys, how in the world have I lost followers? I don't have very many on Twitter, okay? But I've gone down two. Now, two doesn't seem like a big number, but when you...
When you only have four.
When you only have four, I'm cut down to 50% here. What the heck, man? What
are you serious?
Yeah, I've gone down two.
Well, I know who one of them was.
Who?
Me.
Why'd you unfollow me?
I'm just kidding.
No, I did too.
That's my two. Thank you all.
Make sure I still follow you.
How? What are y'all? Where are y'all going?
How do you check?
Twitter.
No, I know
you
that.
You download the app. It's called an application.
It's called what?
No, I'm still following you. You can. So look, if you go to your Twitter, let me tell you what I did this weekend too. I went through and, I unfollowed a handful of people.
Handful?
Was it a couple or a handful?
So here's what I did. I was looking through and I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I looked at my profile because I was sitting outside while Kai was playing, right? So I just started going through stuff. I'm like, well, who am I following? Is there, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I realized when you're looking at who you're following, you can tell who follows you and who doesn't follow you. Oh. So imagine, like, I get the fact that Carrie Underwood's not going to follow me. So I still follow her.
Right.
And Casey Musgraves and people like that.
Yeah, those elite status people.
But if I scroll through here and I realize that I've followed somebody at some point and they don't follow me back and I know them and I realize that they've deleted me. Oh,
I see.
Because when you go to the app, it'll show like the person and it will say follows you. What, David? You look like you're nervous.
Jana Kramer follows me.
You better shut your mouth.
I'm dead serious.
No, it's not.
I'm dead serious.
Let me see it.
Wait, does she have a blue check mark?
Yes. It's a fake
Maybe,
Jana Kramer.
Yeah, it's her sister.
Jana Kramer with some kind of eye in there or something.
But do you ever look at it and like when you go through here, because sometimes this does hurt my feelings a little bit. Like if I know you personally and you've chosen to unfollow me, what have I done that's so offensive? I don't even post that much.
I've kind of noticed I'm on the other end of that.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Deal. Probably 70% of people that follow me, I don't follow them back.
Well, see, like on Instagram, I was much better about it right off the bat because I was like, oh, I'm just going to follow everybody who follows me.
Yeah.
Right? Now, Twitter, I need to work on it. But like if you have good tweets and that kind of stuff, and maybe you followed me and I don't realize it, tweet at me and I'll follow you. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not that big a deal. Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
And David on KFIN.
And if you've unfollowed me because I've done something, could you please let me know what I've done? Because I don't...
It really bothers
me. We need a detailed explanation. Very long tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Would it bother you if it was somebody you personally know? And you could identify them by name when you saw them.
Yes, it would bother me.
There's something about that, right?
There is something about that. Let me see.
We do have feelings, y'all.
I don't think
we do. Feelings.
I don't think some coworkers of mine even follow.
Are you follow them first?
Yeah.
You better
name
them.
Name one.
I can't name them. That's rude.
Name one.
I can't name them. That's rude.
We just have to go to your Twitter and look.
You just go to my Twitter and look then.
Do they work on this side, in the on-air side, or on the sales side?
Well, it might be both.
Both?
Both. Both of them.
It's time for David to go back to school as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for unlimited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
A lot of people are back in school today. It's one of those days where, like, the energy, we're like, here we go, back to school. And you, like, do you know there's a whole bunch of people awake who typically aren't awake at 6 o'clock in the morning?
You know what's going to happen to us a little bit later.
What's that?
We're going to crash.
You think we're going to crash?
Yeah.
Imagine the kids who have had all summer to play games and run around and rest, and now they're going to go right back into that school setting.
Most of them will go to sleep so well tonight.
So from the teacher perspective, first day of school. I mean, obviously, probably it's exciting in some ways, but is it stressful because, like, do you prepare for the kids differently on the first day?
A little bit, because you have to go through all the rules and procedures, and you kind of want to get your bluff in, so you don't want to be crazy nice, because then they'll walk all over you, so you have to kind of be a little bit stern, but friendly because it's a new year and they're nervous. It kind of depends on the ages too.
So you truly have to think about that.
Yeah.
Did Rachel, David's fiance, is actually a teacher. Did she prep herself mentally before she was going into her second year of teaching school?
Oh, yeah. She's been going to do that process for like 2 or 3 weeks now.
She's been getting ready.
It's almost every day she said, I'm still nervous. I'm still nervous. And last night she was super nervous and I haven't heard from her yet. So I'm hoping it all is going okay, but I don't know.
What's she nervous about? New people?
I think it's new people, new situation, new year. I mean, it's just how we all kind of felt because it's like we all know what's going to happen, but we don't know how it's going to go down.
So even teachers go in a little bit more trepidatious on day one.
Big words.
Back to school.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Jason Aldean and his wife Brittany are expecting their second child together, and they already knew the gender of the baby that she's pregnant with, but his daughters, his older two daughters, didn't know, so they wanted to have a really big surprise for them. So they did a baseball-themed gender reveal, and they shared it on Instagram. And Jason's older daughters basically got to hit a baseball with a bat, and whatever color it exploded with was the baby, and it was pink. Was the baby. That was weird the way I said it. Anyway, cool, they're expecting a little girl, so congratulations to the Aldeans.
All right, so over the weekend, there was a photo that was posted that got all kinds of likes on social media because Carrie Underwood was getting ready to go on stage at the Grand Ole Opry, and she took the first baby bump photo of this pregnancy.
Of course, it's beautiful.
At least the first, no joke. Yeah. It's the first public baby bump photo. You can check it out right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Well, as Luke Bryan is wrapping up a big summer for him, he was out celebrating his 8-year-old son's birthday. His name is Tate. And on this birthday, they had a do-it-yourself slip and slide. And it was one of the most unique things I think I've ever seen. It was not very even. It was all over the place. They basically laid a tarp down, got it wet, and then they just went riding down on it. Well, it was Luke and his wife, Caroline, who were riding down this thing together. And a four-wheeler was what was pulling them down.
Oh, my gosh.
And, dude, they got, like, probably 30, 40, 50 miles an hour on this
thing. No way.
Okay.
No way.
Maybe not that fast. But they ended up crashing at the end of it. It's kind of a wild video. Of course, they come up laughing. They didn't break any bones, thankfully. Yeah. But if you want to check out the video, it's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, once again, if you're just now turning on the radio, we're doing a back-to-school deal where if you've already taken those first day of school pictures, you can post those on any of the social medias out there and use the hashtag KFINEBackToSchool. When you do that, we're randomly going to go through, put all those together, and randomly choose somebody to win a $50 Visa gift card just for using a hashtag.
More school supplies, more clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lunch.
Yeah.
Maybe you want some sushi?
Ooh, that sounds good.
Sushi's good.
One of those big boats.
Yeah.
You can't.
The sushi boat. Have you ever seen
one? Oh, I thought you meant like buying like a big fishing boat.
Well, no.
You might need a little bit more.
Maybe a little bit more than $50 for a boat.
No, but it's cool because you're taking the pictures anyway. They're on your phone. All you have to do is use the hashtag KFINEBackToSchool and you'll have the chance to win. David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, Bachelor in Paradise. My cousin Tia is going to be on there straight out of Wiener, Arkansas. 7 o'clock on ABC. That's when that's on TV tonight.
Right. Now, she's still, I've waited a full week. She still hasn't responded to David being her cousin.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to post today's picture and ask if.
Well, you know, so she'll say
every
no to that.
Every embarrassing picture of David, send it to her.
You think I should?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Also on at 7 o'clock on the Fox Television Network, So You Can Think You Can Dance, American Ninja Warrior, 7 o'clock on NBC. Better Call Saul is back on AMC. That's on at 8. And Brandon, I wrote this one down specifically for you.
Oh, what is it?
Whose Line Is It Anywhere? 8 o'clock on the CW. But Carmen Electra is going to be on the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Welcome back to the 90s, y'all.
Yeah, so I know you're a big fan of that. That's going to be on TV tonight.
Have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.